A handful of middle and high school students are gathered in Wrangell High School's shop to build their very own drones. Plastic pieces lie all over a communal table as students screw and zip tie their machines together. Junior Zachary Seddon is just finishing his frame and is about to attach small motors to each corner.
The motors have to be screwed on, and we have to solder male and female ends to the motors and the circuitry.
But that's not all students are learning through the Alaskans Transforming Educational Access within Communities and Homes Program, or AKTEACH for short. The Correspondence Homeschool Program provides supplemental online courses for school districts around the state. The Kodiak-based school is trying to use these drones to help students understand the skills necessary to build them, as well as how to fly, practical applications, and legal limits.
There are a surprising amount of restrictions with drones and their uses. You can't go above 400 feet. Well, you're not supposed to, at least.
The program's director of rural schools, Phil Johnson, hopes the two-day workshop will spark interest in science and technology career paths.
We want them to recognize that there is science here, and really our goal is to tie it in. We're teaching them to kind of do the piloting component, then we want to go through the fabrication component, then we want to take them into the workflow piece where we have 3D mapping. They get into more and more and more of the science piece.
But it's not all about drones. Wrangell High students are also learning how to program robots and build paper circuitry.
So the copper tape that you're working with, the shiny side is the conductive side, right?
The station that I'm working with students on is this paper circuitry station.
That's Nicole First, the program's professional development coordinator.
They're learning about conductivity and how to build basic circuits with some simple tools, LED stickers, copper tape, and then a printed circuit card. So, and a small 3-volt watch battery.
Students are bending copper tape into pre-printed patterns on paper with the goal of lighting LEDs the size of a fingernail. In another room, homeschool and correspondence coordinator Peggy Azuyak is teaching students to program small robots called dashes using apps on an iPad.
In this event, I'm running the dash robots, just giving students an introduction to really basic early coding skills. You know, the students are not actually writing any code for the dash robots, but they are learning how to give commands, change the settings to make dash do what they're told to make them do, because later this afternoon we're hoping that they're going to be able to make dash do what they want it to do.
In the afternoon, students put all they've learned into one final test, building a Rube Goldberg machine. They are required to use a dash robot, light a paper circuit, and as a result, pop a balloon. Several approaches were taken to achieve results. Some activated their robots with a marble landing in a cup on its head, or popped their balloons by taping a plastic fork to the front of its body. At the end of the day, students tested their machines.
Well, the marble's gonna come down here all the way through these and hopefully pop the balloon. There is tacks on the inside of the cup on top of Dash's head. So hopefully it'll hit it. Yeah.
Try again.
One more try.
Some groups were successful and others weren't.
If you had more supplies or different choices, what would you do differently next time? A bigger marble.
Wrangell students, like many across the country, are being engaged through these science and technology programs, all in the hopes of piquing their interests in careers of the future. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Aaron Bolton.